You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop. Hey guys, it's your girls, Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review. The second one, I saw it, but it was only because that's what everyone was talking about in middle school.
Okay.
So I never really liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Like, it's, I'm sure it's good and it's a classic, but I personally have never been into it.
I love Bad Boys.
I never really watched the first one. I know I saw the second one in the movies when I was like a teenager, but yeah.
I want to go see it.
I've heard mixed reviews about it.
Really? Somebody said it was like a plot twist or something.
Somebody said Martin Lawrence sounded like Big Mama in the whole movie.
I mean, he is the same person.
but he's a little older. He's a little heavier.
He definitely a little heavier.
But when I read that, I was like, no, they
people
did
are disrespectful.
Not.
Social media is just disrespectful in general. So I don't know. But welcome to the loop, ladies and gentlemen.
Single in the Loop, episode 77. 77.
Do you have a number for 77?
Nope. The higher the numbers get, the less, like I always say, the less I can like relate to them.
77.
But episode 77, how was your week?
Dry. My week was dry for the most part. I don't remember half of it. I just don't.
Okay. Like, you know, yeah, it's like your days can run in with each other sometimes and you're just kind of like, okay, I went to work.
That happens a lot
for
me. And I feel like I need to start taking like some type of vitamins or something.
No, we're just getting a little old.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I need to start taking like some vitamins to like for my memory or something because I feel like that happens like a lot. Right. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I don't remember. I was off for 3 days. So that was probably why it seemed like everything kind of ran together.
Yeah.
I worked out for sure this week.
Okay.
4 times.
Oh, that's good.
I was very proud of myself.
Okay.
So tomorrow, getting back on it.
I'm still struggling. Like yesterday I told you, I was like, ooh, some of us still struggling on this cusp of the new year.
I'm trying to get it together. But you know what? I've been really liking working out outside than versus going to the gym.
Outside can be more therapeutic than inside. Sometimes it just depends on what type of working out person you are. But I find outside to be like,
you're like one with nature.
Well, it's just that, I don't know. I like my music, scenery.
Okay.
You know, and it's just like outside, I like to go to Herman Park, and it's like, you know, around Herman Park, it's like car, you know, you see a lot of cars and there's the other trail across. So it's different stuff going on. So it's nice to look at.
Right.
And then you can see other buildings, like hospitals downtown and other buildings and
it's
so
like
forth.
It's like a scenery.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It can be nice. And then inside, like a gym inside, I think that's good, especially bad weather, anything like that. A lot of gyms have indoor tracks now, saunas.
Yeah.
So even if you're not getting the same amount of sweat you would in Houston, Texas outside.
Right. You can still
sweat it out and stuff. Yeah. I love the sauna. It makes me so tired though when I'm done.
Yeah. It's very draining. But I do like to go in there and be like just sitting there for like 15 minutes if
I
can.
Yeah, I do about 15 to 20 whenever I go. And it does help.
What if somebody ever stayed in the sauna for like an hour? It probably died.
That's not
though.
Good.
It probably died.
No, it's not good. And then your body can become totally like jelly like I can't describe it, but
then you slip and fall. It's a Lifetime movie waiting to happen type shit.
I'm sure there's people that have fell asleep in a sauna or one of those hot.
I
tub
would hope
saunas.
Not.
But I'm just saying, like, it could happen because it is relaxing and it relaxes your muscles. So, like we were saying, when your body might turn into jelly. It's too much.
You're going to die. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been liking that. I've been really nervous on the trail though. Right? Mm-hmm.
Why? Just because being aware, stranger danger?
I like to, right? So I like to have my headphones on, like, loud, right? Because it's just like I'm in my zone.
Yeah.
Give them a little jog on, or I'm walking or whatever. And then all of a sudden you just see somebody over here. You know, that kind of scares you a little bit because you don't hear them coming because you got your music on. So, yeah.
But that's working out like you are.
They are, but still, it's like all of a sudden it's like a person on the side of you.
That's a little scary. I'd be on a damn bike trail. It'd be people walking their dog, running. It'd be homeless people too, chilling. Somewhere I might do like an exercise on this. It might be a homeless person like right there or whatever. And it's just, I mean, that's what happens. You know, that's another thing. When you outside, it's like there's no membership.
Yeah. Anybody can go outside.
It's a public place.
It's free. Yes, I did that. We celebrated Giselle's birthday.
Yoo-hoo.
Happy birthday again, little nigga.
Wow. Dang, why can't you be more respectful? God. What? Like,
she wasn't offended. Were you offended? See, look.
That sounded so pitiful. Like, she's like, I'm just going to say it just so I can, like.
It sounds like I'm smothering her under some pillows or something, but she's fine. We did that. She had, like, a kickback. Mm-hmm. We had an amazing time.
It was fun.
I was forced to drink, and I don't appreciate it.
You could have stopped.
That's my story that I'm sticking to.
Like, you could have stopped at some point.
But no dates. This week, just like work and just like self care shit this week, self-care. I think is more for me.
Yeah, it's like, you know, even though like, yeah, we're past the holidays, but you know what I mean?
It's like a reset.
It's a reset and we're still like getting into things. It's like, okay, work. Okay. Yeah. I don't need to go out because what, you know what I mean? Right. And then it's like a lot of stuff coming up. Just had Giselle's birthday. Your birthday's coming up.
Your birthday
then
is
my
coming
birthday.
Up.
Valentine's Day is between your birthday and my birthday. And then it's a leap year.
It's just too much shit happening. I need new friends.
29 days in February this year. But my week was good. Work. I can't think if I went on any dates. I went on a date today, but I mean, it was brunch and stuff like that. But
Where'd you go?
We went to Lucille's.
Okay.
So that was good. And it was nice today. I didn't know it was going to get cold today like this.
It was really nice today.
I know.
I meant to put my top down
the way
over here,
but
I didn't.
It was like 48 degrees this morning. And so it got to like 50 something.
Yeah.
But sat outside. It was nice. They had like a live band. It's a really nice restaurant. It's black owned in the museum district. And it's Southern comfort food. So chicken and waffles, greens, mac and cheese. They have like an oxtail omelet.
Oh,
they got like, you know, real Southern like stuff, catfish and grits, shrimp and grits. It's really good. But what I did want to talk about was the story from last week. I'm still like laughing about it, but anyways, so last week I talked about the story about how I went out, with this guy and went to this bar. Mm-hmm. Okay. All I have to say is he brought two pints of Henny. Okay. So if you remember that, then you remember the story. Okay.
Right.
So all in all, I talked to a source. Okay. A source who's close to the person that I'm talking about. And so I got more clarification on what it was. You know what I mean? Like okay. I got to put it in quotates though. What the quote, initial quote of what it was, okay. Because even if so, I feel like the action
still
don't match up.
You know,
we can't
see your fingers
when
you do that. What?
I don't care. Okay. So from the beginning, I feel like I misread a message that I got before we exchanged numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to share what the message was?
The message was saying, oh, me and Bae been scoping you out or something like that.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
When I originally read the message, I didn't really like read it. Like I read it, but all I thought it said was, hey, like basically, hey, Bae, been scoping you out. I didn't see the context. Oh, me and Bae. You see what I'm saying? So we be so quick to read stuff so fast and we just be like,
I have a story about that.
I know
that.
You do. So we, there was a misconception there. So I was like, okay, took it out of context or whatever, right? So then also this source told me that he thought it was weird. We were having like conversation and stuff. And he thought it was weird that I asked him if he stayed by himself. Because I guess he thought that I knew he had somebody or whatever, right? From that initial first message that said, me and babe been scoping you out. But ever since that one time you mentioned bae, you ain't never mentioned bae in front of me. You ain't never mentioned nothing about that situation ever.
Yeah, so you never know what it was.
Right. So my whole thing is that if you are a couple and you're looking to add someone as a third, whether it's like literally like for a relationship or just for the most time, it's just what? Sex or whatever. If you're looking for that and you and your bae are like locked in, you know what I mean? Like solid, like this is what we gonna do, you know, whatever, whatever. I feel like it should be that. I didn't hear anything about this person the whole time we were out. So I didn't hear anything about, oh yeah, well me and her this, me and her that. That's what I would expect to hear from someone who is with someone.
Yeah.
Like,
and did, was he gonna bring the girl on the date?
No, he never mentioned her at all.
Not
like,
that question.
But I mean, like, he never even, like, when we were out,
right?
He never said, like, he thought it was weird that I asked him if he stayed by herself. I'm like, well, that would have been the part where you'd be like,
no,
oh,
me and my girlfriend.
And I said this earlier, but he didn't say, he just thought it was weird. I said, I don't think it's weird because we're out having drinks and stuff. And we're talking about like, you know, I told him, I was like, oh, I don't live far from this, you know, the downtown area or whatever, whatever like that. And I was like, where do you stay? He was like, oh, I'm on the north side. I was like, oh, you stay by yourself. Okay. Is there a problem asking that?
No.
I'm sorry. But no, there wasn't a vibe that was like, oh, I'm looking for a third. It was never that. It was just on some chill stuff, like as if we were at a live show event, like how it usually is. It wasn't on anything. And then this is another thing. If you are looking for a third, don't text me like I'm your bae.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So after we went out that one time, right? He texted me, hey, whatever. What is the need for all that if it's just this specific, like, we
y'all
want
to
smash? Right. And the texting, like, oh, it's okay for you to text me type of thing. And, oh, like, I miss you. It's like, what is that about?
Okay, so the thing is, I feel like a lot of times guys put too much sauce on shit. Like,
but you have a girlfriend and y'all are looking for a third. I'm sure
it can be very cut and dry.
But I'm sure, like, these situations, like, usually it's like girls are like, okay, like, you know, guys, this is where girls be getting themselves in trouble. And this is how men be having babies behind them. And they like, oh, well, it was supposed to be a one-time thing. And then the nigga end up fucking her without you being around because of the emotion part that they're putting into it. Take that shit out.
Because it's really not, I don't think that's what it is. I think in order for, guys have been programmed at this point to be like, in order for me to be able to take this girl down, I need to pretend to be something that I'm not.
Right.
I need to be overly interested in her. I need to call her bae. I need to make it seem like this is something when it's really not nothing. I really just want to fuck her. But she's not going to let me fuck her unless I do X, Y, and Z. So that's why he's putting that, hey, babe, miss you, this type of shit.
That's not doing anything.
For you, it's not. But for how many other women has that shit worked for?
I don't
know. You understand what I'm saying?
He got the wrong cluster. He's in the wrong cluster.
You're in the wrong group.
Wrong group.
But it happens all the time. And that's how women wind up in relationships, thinking they in some type of relationship.
Yeah, but
they don't give a fuck about you.
It's disrespectful for you and bae who are scoping me out. It's disrespectful. If I was your chick, I'd check your ass. That would be a problem. That would be a problem. You don't need to flirt with other women. That emotional shit is for me.
Yeah.
Me only. And if we're going to have a third and it's on some sexual shit, okay, we all go out, have a good time, drink.
And see where it lives. Like,
I've had those approaches before, turned them down. But I've had those approaches before where it's on some real shit. I've seen real couples handle the shit how it should be handled. Oh, let's meet up for drinks. Nice. You know, and it's not disrespectful. Hey, you know, me and such as I think you look good, whatever. If anything, I'm flattered. You know what? Thank you. You know, but it's just like, that's how you do it. And that's how, I feel like I see the respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I respect my woman. She gonna be with me because I want her to see that it's strictly this and nothing else or whatever. Whatever it is, maybe she, for her own, you know, for her own security and stuff like that, her peace of mind. But yeah, I was just like, I said, this is like the worst way to do it, because that whole thing, like, you're being like, that can lead to it not even involving her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying with me, I'm just saying that's what it can lead to, because you haven't shown me that this person is what it is.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like,
I don't feel like it really matters.
It doesn't matter to him, yeah, but it's going to matter to her.
That's her problem.
That's what I'm saying. Because
you're allowing this to happen at this point. Like, you're open to it. You're okay with it. I feel like if I was in a relationship and we were doing things like that, like, we're going to do this as a couple.
Right.
Like, we're going to go on the date.
Oh, I'm about to go meet such and such at the bar to go meet her. Oh.
Yeah, I'm coming too. Like, right. Why are you? Because now you are setting it up for us to be doing something right on the
and
side.
And then this is my thing. I don't think, like, he went home after he went to work. So I'm like, well, did she even know?
Who knows?
Hmm.
Interesting.
Anywho, I just wanted to bring that up.
Be continued. Okay? Right.
Because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to hear something else from the source. But.
Oh, Lord Jesus, not the source.
But my eyes, you know, my ears. And this is the thing. I'm not trying to bash anything. I'm just saying how I feel like it went wrong. It was a miscommunication. So even me understanding now, there's still some things that were wrong.
Miscommunication.
Right. And my thing is that nowhere in that night we were face to face did anything of that subject come up.
Yeah.
And if that's your goal and you're not trying to do all this, whatever, you're moving too slow. Yeah. Like, this shit gets
because
done.
He's trying to fake the funk. Like, he's trying to woo you.
That's a lot of work. And I didn't think guys wanted to do that much work.
They do it all the time, but it's nothing to them. You understand what I'm saying?
That's too much work.
But they do it all the time.
Good morning texts
to, oh, when are you going to let me take you out to, hey, beautiful, hey, all this extra sauce that they put on shit when they really just want to fuck.
That's too much for the badge.
You're in, but they do it all the time. Their end goal is to fuck. Okay. Now, they do a lot of shit before they even get to that point. A lot of shit that's unnecessary that they could have just cut to the chase in the beginning. Like, you know what? I think you're fine as fuck. I would like to fuck you.
Instead I would of rather that.
Making this whole thing like we in some type of relationship fake ass. I'm interested, really interested in you
and I know,
as a person.
But this is the thing. I know that is what gets, like, you know, Tommy would say, Omar, and gets the draws. But, and it's true. I understand some women do fall for those kind, warm-hearted words.
But they don't, but it's not real.
No, but I'm saying, like, but I'm agreeing with you what you said. There are some women that's all it takes is wooing and me telling you the things you want to hear because I make it sound good. You know what I mean? And
now let me let that box feel good.
And there's some women who know what the men are up to and they know what they're doing and they're just playing along with it. You know,
true.
There are some men I have met that I've been attracted to and I felt like they did a little extra when it came to the talking. Like I was already attracted to them. Mm-hmm. I knew where it was going. Mm-hmm. I wanted the same thing, but I felt like they had to like
put on a show.
Yeah. And it's like, I like you already. Okay, let's get to it.
We don't need that.
Right. It's like, I don't need the, you don't have to convey. Just call my name, my government name, thanks.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't need the extra like stuff. And when you say that to a guy, they look at you weird because they don't think that you know what they are talking about. Like they don't
because they think that they're smart.
Well, they think it's like a man code. Like, oh, they're not supposed to know this. Yeah. Like, there's no book for this. It's like, no, there's no book for
this.
We
definitely cracked the code a long time ago.
Right.
We know what the fuck
but
y'all
are
up
to. But when you say that to a guy like, hey, you don't have to do too much or whatever, they kind of like, whoa, like, how does she know? Like, I'm overdoing it. Yeah, that means you need to fucking stop. Because if it's noticeable, it's not cute.
Yeah. Now you're looking like a clown a little bit. And now I'm not as interested.
Yeah.
I would prefer for a guy to be straightforward in his approach.
Of course.
in trying to pursue me as a relationship or just trying to pursue my underwear. Either one, I would like for you to be like,
right,
you know, and you don't have to be rude about it. It could just be like a conversation like, yo, I think you fine as fuck. Like,
right.
What's up? Like, right. That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, because we like to fuck too, so sometimes it's okay. Right. You know, but I think once again, they risk the chance of getting the draws. So it's like, oh, let me put this extra sauce on it.
Yeah.
So I can fuck and then just disappear. Like,
I'd rather you
we could have did this from
honest.
The beginning.
I'd rather you just be honest and disappear.
Now I'm trying to worry about why you ain't called or text me back and some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even take all that. Just be straightforward.
I'm very, like, if it's one of those situations where it's like, okay, it's not going to be a relationship. We just going to keep, like, things, like, on a, you know, maybe we sleep with each other, we see each other, we might go out or something, like on some casual, just whatever.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not natural for me, like, I guess it's not natural for me to believe like the things you say, unless I just really see a consistency with what you're saying and then the action showing it. But I don't need the extra, like, you know what I mean? And then, I don't know. It's just like, I don't need all that.
I actually had a guy come in my store this week, right?
And I feel weird if a guy is like that because we didn't agree for these relationship, like, tactics.
You don't need it.
Right. Or we don't need these type of surnames. Like, I don't need the bae. Like, you call bae to somebody who you're, like, with.
Call me
I don't
by my
need
name.
To be called bae because I'm somebody that you consistently sleep with or had sex with a few times. I don't need to be called bae for that.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Right. And some women get hype off of being called bae.
God,
I
just,
don't know why.
Call me by my name. That's what makes me
right.
Most.
I don't.
Call me by my name.
You know, but, you know, whatever. I don't know.
So it's I had a guy come in my store this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you all have seen him before. Because I feel like he'd be around kind of randomly.
Okay.
Like, he's not in our circle or anything
but
like that.
Around.
But he'd be around. Mm-hmm. You know. I think the last time maybe me and you ran into him was at Bar 5015. But he came in the store.
Okay.
And I had just talked to him on the phone, but I didn't know I had just talked to him on the phone, right? So he called the store and he was asking for a lipstick. And I'm like talking. The guy seemed like really friendly. So I was like, okay, is he gay? And then he was like, oh, I'm assuming that it's a lipstick. Cause he called the name. Like, he called the name of the lipstick.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm assuming that it's like a red lipstick or something. I'm like, okay, so he can't be gay because obviously he didn't know what it was that he was asking for.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let me see if we have him, put him on hold. And I was like, whoever friend this is on the phone is real friendly.
Right.
That's what I said, yeah. Right? So then I was like, okay, we have it. It's at the front, whatever, hung up the phone. So about like 15 minutes later, I see the guy walking in. So we know each other. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, what you doing? He was like, you just talked to me on the phone. I'm like, oh, I didn't know who the hell I was talking to. Whatever. Because I don't even know that nigga name like that.
Mm.
Okay. So he was like, when you going to stop playing games with me and let me take you out? And this is
that
and the other.
Job?
Yeah.
In person?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I would have been like, where is this?
So, no, I know this guy though. This is the thing. Like,
no,
I know this guy.
At this point, you talking reckless at my job. I don't know you. I don't know this man. Harpo, who is this man?
I don't know this man. So I was like, what you mean? Like, you up here buying a whole lipstick. Like, who the fuck you buying a whole lipstick for? Like, why are you trying to?
And then you're trying to, like, talk to me and you're
yeah.
buying a lipstick. Is this for your mom?
And he was like, oh, it's for my little cousin. I said, uh-huh. Yeah, whatever.
Well, that sounds so bad.
Uh-huh.
It sounds
yeah.
better if you say my mom.
Yeah.
When you say little cousin.
He was like, oh, it's for my little cousin or whatever. And I was like, okay, little cousin, whatever. I don't care.
Okay, little cousin.
Okay.
I would have called him little cousin.
That's gonna be his nickname from now. Little cousin. Okay, little cousin. So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. And he was like, so, you know, when you gonna let me take you out? This, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, sir, you don't want to take me out. Because if you wanted to take me out, you could have been asking me out on a date. You just want to fuck me. And I've been knowing you just wanted to fuck me. Because I met this nigga when I was living in California.
Okay.
Okay. Randomly. So it's like, you don't want to take me out.
He randomly does pop up.
Yeah.
And he's not like, and it's weird.
He be on some creep shit too. And it's something like,
he's really nice. He's really nice though. I mean,
he a kappa too. So he give me real creepy vibes.
Oh, he is creepy now that you say that.
Yeah. Yeah, he just be on like some real like.
So what happened from then?
So I was like, you just want to fuck me. He was like, I mean, we ain't got to say it like that. I said, no, but that's what it is. Because.
You said that at work?
Yeah. It wasn't like a whole bunch of people in the store.
I'm about to say, y'all in a little boutique, in clothes, makeup store. You know, I be in there. Even if I'm by the door, I can hear what's going on at the register, like in the back.
It wasn't like a whole bunch of people in there or whatever. We were like loud. I was just like, you just want to fuck me, bro. Like, just relax. You don't want shit for me. And he was like,
I wish
like,
I would have seen you on the video. On the like, what are they talking about?
What are they talking about? Deluxe say fuck. I did. So he was like, no, you know, like, just give me a call. Like, just give me a chance or whatever. I'm like, nigga, you just want to fuck me. He was like, I mean, but what's the problem with that? There's no problem with
it. The problem
is
that
I just don't
want to
fuck you.
But the problem is that you can't say it.
Right. When you gonna let me take you out? You know, you really want to take me out? Like, I feel like all the times I've saw you, you probably bought me like 2 drinks.
Okay. Can we like go over that specific phrase?
What?
The, when are you going to let me take you out?
When are you asking me out? It's basically.
Because I understand the way it's worded for men. It's like a safety net question because it's on you.
Yeah, the ball is in
right.
your court.
But they're implying something.
Yeah.
But they don't say it in a way how it's supposed to be said because it's a. I feel like it's a pride. Like, oh, I don't want to seem
if
so
she
pressed.
Say no.
Like, I don't want to seem so pressed. So I'm going to say it in a way where it's up to her and it's not me literally asking her on a date.
Yeah.
Boom. And what is
when did
so,
we get here? How did we get here?
When men started just being rejected. And I hate to say it, but I mean, it's on both ends. We get rejected. You learn from it. And then you're like, you know what? I ain't finna go out like no punk. I'm about to make it seem like it's on her to make the decision or something.
But
I don't know.
I feel like there's no harm in asking a woman out if you truly want
if you truly
to go
want
out
to.
With them. Now, if you're just saying, when you gonna let me take you out? To seem like you're really interested, you know what I'm saying? Because
see,
you want something
and
else.
The way you replied right there to make it seem like you're interested. So there's another catch in it all. Because that phrase doesn't mean we're setting a date
no.
to go out. That's not you asking me what's your schedule so we can figure out a time to go out. That's none of those things. And so, yeah. I don't know. Man, I hate this.
I feel like if you want to ask me out on a date, say, hey, what are you doing? On this day, I give you my timeline. You want to go? Do you want to go out? I feel like that's a decent asking me out. Like, yeah, I'll go. Where do you want to go? You know, whatever. Or, hey, I want to go here. Like, are you available to go?
I like somebody who kind of has a plan already. Like,
yeah.
Not like a full-on plan. Like, you don't have to be on something like, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and do this. Like, just kind of have something in mind. Like, oh, let me take you out. Oh, do you want to like go to dinner? You want to do drinks? Like just have something in your mind of a ballpark of something.
Have like, you ever been on like a well-planned date that it was like a little too well-planned? And you like, how many times have you did this?
Oh, you mean like something that looks like they do it all the time or something?
Like
a first
just
date
too,
or like...
Yeah.
Like
it was just too by the book. Like you're following some type of guideline situation. You're like, what?
You know, I don't know, but I can't say no, but I can't say... I'm just trying to think like... It just, you seem like that person's been to those exact same places
and
before.
Yeah, like this is how you date. Like this is how your first date, like you have this blueprint of, okay, so we're going to go here. I'm going to pick her up. We're going to sit at this table. We're going to have this meal. We're going to go here next. Like it was just too well executed.
I mean,
and I'm just like,
I mean, it's, I'm not going to say it's like that, but sometimes it's like that with the guy that I've been consistently dating.
But he kind of knows you at this point.
He knows.
So that's different.
Okay. But you're talking about somebody
like
at the beginning.
Like a first date.
Okay. Cause I want to say, those dates with him, they're not like always planned out like that. But I mean, they're planned to where it's like, okay, we're going to do this. Then we're going to do this. And then we're going to do this. But that's only because I don't see him every day.
Right.
So, you know, it's like this is a time where we can get in all this stuff.
All the dates in one day.
Right. But okay, yeah. I think I know what you mean now. So like first date or maybe second.
I would say first date because I feel like in your first date, I feel like all first dates should be a little awkward. Right?
Right? Awkward. Like, how? Because,
like, if it's like your first time, like, if you like this person, you're interested in this person, I feel like it's some little hiccups that should happen in there. Because, like, somebody might say something a little weird, like, oh, that was.
I don't know. Sometimes, maybe I should have said that. But sometimes, you know, first dates flow. Like, things just go.
Yeah, like, but we always, you know, have, like, a little.
It's like personalities bounce off of each other and the nerves are kind of like there. But I don't know. Sometimes you can connect with somebody on their energy and it's just like, okay.
I've had great first dates, but I've had hiccups where I like wasted a goddamn drink on myself. Like I'm literally drinking a
that happens.
A lemon drop and it just goes down my face and I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Right. It's like, but I mean, those are things that happen. Food drops on my boobs, especially when I wear something with cleavage, and I'm just embarrassed.
Do you pick it up and eat it though?
No, not on the first date. Now, if we been out together, it's mine. It's on me. I'm eating it. Now, it depends. Now, first, now, wait a minute. I am one of those people though. I will ask Goofy on a first date just to let him know, like, hey, at any point, like, I will do this sometimes. But I do feel like I would do it on a first date just to be like, whatever. If anything, a guy's gonna be turned on anyways because he's just gonna be staring at your chest the whole time.
Yeah, he probably asked, can I get
can I get that? Yeah,
can I get that crumb? This crumb is for me. I'm gonna get this crumb, okay? I mean, how open are you on first dates? Because I feel like I am at my rarest form on first dates because I'm fucking niggas up.
I'm not super, I don't think I'm super open on a first date. I'm open, but I'm not super open.
So what do you mean?
I try to just like, just protect certain things at first. You just don't know. Like with like work and stuff like that. Like I won't really go into like
detail
until like I really know them. You know what I mean? So until somebody, not like I really, really know them, but to where I feel comfortable.
Okay.
Like to catch their like vibe, to know that, okay, you know what? I can tell them this and it'll hit them lightly or whatever. But yes, yeah, certain things I'll just hold back from.
Okay.
Because I feel like, okay, let me not give them too much in this first round. You know, first dates, sometimes you don't want to tell your whole life story. One, men don't like long-winded women. Right. Okay. It reminds them of nagging because women tend to, I mean, and I get it. Some men ask women like, oh, well, why are you single? Usually the common question. It's like, why are you single? You're beautiful. You know, whatever, whatever. And so then you go into it, whether it was.
Why are you single? Because niggas always ask me this fucking question.
Right. Or guys love to put in there like, why are you single? Oh, you must be crazy.
You must be crazy. Right. No, that's, bitch, your mama crazy.
Why is that always the
go-to?
Yeah, the go-to to say about a girl. It's like, how about maybe it just didn't work? No, that can't be.
Maybe that nigga was crazy.
Right. How about you didn't leave on any bad note and you guys just agreed like, hey, this is not working.
Yeah, we're over it. It's fine. It happens.
Right.
Mutual breakups. It's a thing.
But I feel like you shouldn't just be rambling. Because sometimes when I talk, mm-hmm. I feel like I do ramble a little bit because I am used to talking all the time. Mm-hmm. But I try to just not, you know, give them a little bio and conversation. And through conversation and how you respond to something they mm-hmm. say, whether it was a joke they said or dry humor, people are going to pick up off of what you are or the other person is giving out and they'll see your response.
Yeah.
And it kind of tells all. Cause some guys I'll be like, certain people I can't like joke with.
Yeah. I don't want to date those.
Like
people.
I'm a person who laughs like at a lot of shit. And I'm a person who laughs at like our own like culture.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people laugh at that. I mean, a lot of people laugh at it, but there are people out there who don't. And I guess because maybe it's something that they take as offense. Cause there are people out there who take offense to certain jokes that are out there. There are certain stereotypes that I'm like, look, this is true. And it's funny. And if you can't laugh at it, I'm sorry, but there's some people that get offended, and I've met some guys who, you know, it's not that I didn't like them because of that, but they just weren't, they don't have that type of humor. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, they're not into that type of humor.
Yeah.
Those aren't usually the guys I go for.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, on mm-hmm. first dates.
Yeah.
I'm completely inappropriate. Like,
Yeah.
I'm just, because this is the thing. I like for somebody to see.
What?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't say stuff like this. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to be completely me.
Yeah.
Now, that has worked in my favor. And that has also, niggas like, no, I can't. I can't with you or whatever. Like, maybe you're a little too much for me. And that's great because we get out the way on the first date. Mm-hmm. So, joking, definitely going to say something probably inappropriate.
Right.
Whatever. You know, whatever. I don't like the, like, question and answer type of situation on first dates.
Like,
why are you single? And let's just have a conversation.
I like,
you
know? Yeah, I don't like the cookie cutter, like, interview, like, job interview. Go.
Yeah.
You know, how many kids you have?
You have 66 on the clock. It's like,
right.
No. I don't like that.
I like it to be a even, like, exchange.
Back and forth.
But it doesn't have to be like that if somebody's talking for, like, a straight 6 minutes. Cool. Like, you're just listening. And I'm very observant. Mm-hmm. So, like, your mannerisms, how you respond to certain things, if it's dinner or a bartender, how you communicate with them. You know what I mean? All those things I take into effect when dating. Like, if it's a guy who doesn't look somebody in the eye, I'm kind of like, that's a little
off.
It's off, but it's something that is learned within you. Like, there's, you know, there's a cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so however it was, it's like, you know, when you're out in public, like, are you assertive? Are you like, hey, let me get your attention? You know, like, stuff like that. Or are you just, like, waiting until somebody notices you? Like, things like that I kind of take into effect. And it might be picky, but I don't know. I'm just really observant. I just feel like I can tell a lot about a person without you even talking.
I feel like people's, like, demeanor.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when you go to a restaurant. I like a man that kind of... I was supposed to say something I wasn't supposed to say.
You like what?
I like a man that can bitch.
That can what?
That get bitches.
You were about to say that?
I was going to say it, but that wasn't what I was really going to say. But when I said it, we'll talk about
it
later.
We're not going there.
I like a man that, like, demands, his presence demands attention. You know what I'm saying? People kind of like, how can I help you? I like that type of.
I would call that in the group of being assertive.
Yeah.
But
without him even really saying anything.
No, you can be assertive without saying anything. I mean, body language. Like I said, like, your demeanor, your mannerisms, like, you can present yourself in a way where I'm like.
I like those type of men.
Right. For sure. But even if you do say something, you don't have to be rude about it. I like somebody who's just really respectful and, like, just, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah. Not everybody gets certain humor and stuff. And like I said, those are usually the guys that don't go for it.
Okay. So, how many dates lately,
mm-hmm.
so within the last 6 months, have you been on versus as, like, I met these people online or I met this person in person.
Okay.
And we went on a date.
Okay.
What's greater than online or in-person dating?
I would say online.
Why do you think that is?
Online, you are able to talk around the clock of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of time passes and it's convenient for you to come across a lot more people online than it is in person, just depending on where you are in person on your day to day.
Okay.
Because I think it depends on what you do, like, what you do for a living and what kind of environment that involves you around. Because, like, if you work at a bank, I used to work at a bank, meet people all the time. You met guys. I would come in contact with guys all the time. And, you know, one, I had to be a little skeptical because I did work at a bank. Didn't want to end up like me along on Big Mama's house.
Oh, baby!
Okay? So, you know what I mean? It's like, are you trying to get me for the vault? Like,
get that vault code, kidnap your ass.
Okay? I'm like, look, I don't want no parts. But being in an environment like that,
mm-hmm.
I was exposed to the more of the public eye because who doesn't have a bank account? It was Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
So, but even like casually, like sometimes you might meet somebody like a convenience store, gas station or something, or while you're out with friends. But yeah, I would say online more than actually in person.
Okay. I would say in person lately for me, last 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. In person more. But I do feel like online is probably a little bit more popular because people have more courage.
People have more courage to ask things. People also can make themselves look like something else. Catfish is still fake going. And phony even after how many years Catfish has been on TV.
People, but not even still... just Catfish. People's fucking personalities, period, versus online and in real life are totally fucking different.
But also a lot of people are scammers. A lot of people, it's a new way for prostitution to get through. It's a new way for prisoners to have access to the real world. It's really cutting. It's becoming something that it shouldn't be. Yeah. Like online dating, depending on, I guess, what you use or whatever, but certain sites are used for certain things, I feel like, or certain sites have downgraded since they first like
they had some standards out. And then now they don't.
Well, standards now they don't, or more people are figuring it out how to be on there.
Okay.
So it's definitely don't want to end up a pen pal just because you're, you know.
Hey, love at the lockup is real, okay?
And look, I'm free, living my life, and then here goes this inmate who's like trapped. And the cement walls are in the background. He got on white drawers, okay? I don't know what to tell you, okay? But just see the signs. Oh, I thought that was his room, his cell room, bitch, okay? That's what it is. That is exactly what it is. And you wondering why he's so cut, because he's on them concrete floors pumping, okay?
Wait.
No. Push-ups, okay? Okay. Oh, the other thing too, probably, but yeah. I'm not talking about this anymore.
Oh my God.
I'm into those prison documentaries and stuff. Oh.
The knees. Martin the knees.
But I'm really into like prison reform documentaries. Yo, I don't know what it is.
Weirdo,
no, it's just interesting because it is another life, you know? But when you come across that shit online, it's like, ooh, I ain't doing no. that. But the thing is that there is a lane for it. There are women on there who gonna
love after lockup is a real thing.
The pen pals, and then what, they get out and then they move with them.
Yeah.
What does this come on?
Or is it on Netflix? Fridays.
Oh, it comes on a day where it's
on
like... Okay.
Is it we? Yes, on we. Just record it. No, this whole girl got pregnant like in the closet at the jail.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like a janitorial closet.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, what?
How did I know exactly where it was?
She was like...
I knew exactly what kind of closet it was. I was like a janitorial.
By the broom. And the mop.
Okay.
Some trash bags or something. So she was like, yeah, me and Lombard have been together for 8 years and Priscilla is 6. So this
Priscilla.
Whole... Which is her daughter.
I know.
And she was telling her friend, she was like, well, Lamar is Priscilla's dad. And they were like, bitch, what? What? Like, y'all wasn't married. And she was like, oh, yeah, we had sex in the closet. And she black, too. Like, bitch. And this nigga is an OG from Compton. I'm like, girl, you out here playing games. She a Mormon.
Where is he? In San Quentin? Is he in San Quentin?
He out now.
Oh.
But
that's probably where he was.
He probably wasn't.
But you look. People wonder how stuff gets through jails and prisons. It's all a system. Yeah. Okay. The guards are just as bad as the prisoners.
Yeah.
Not all of them,
yeah.
But majority of them. And most of those guards say, hey, I was doing the same things they did. I just didn't get caught or whatever they, you know, whatever they say. But it's all a system, okay, for stuff to happen.
Well, what is your top dating apps right now?
Top dating apps? Mm-hmm. I don't even count Tinder as a dating app, but I guess it's one.
So what, I mean, what Tinder, do you count it as?
It's a dating app. But I guess because Tinder is so, you know what they've done with dating apps now? It's so convenient to get on an app now. Mm-hmm. Before, you used to have to take time and like set up a dating profile. Okay. Like you still set up a profile, but it's like quick as hit. Like it's not
in depth.
Right. There was dating sites before apps on phones. Okay. Yes. That was more taking time to sit down. What am I going to say? What photo? I got to drag it.
Do y'all remember Black Planet? Yes. You have to sit at a whole desktop to be on Black Planet.
Actually, you know what? And I honestly want to say this. I had a really good relationship from someone I met on Black Planet in high school. Like a really good relationship.
Me too.
Hello. Like that was the beginning I felt like of
dating
online and stuff. And it was still slow. Cause I mean, you know, it wasn't smartphones or nothing like that.
I had three whole boyfriends next thanks to Black Planet at the same time.
What? Yeah. Why aren't you like that now?
I'm old. And bitch, I got that like, type of time. That's a lot of energy.
It's really not.
It's not a lot of energy. I was like in relationships with these people. Like,
yeah, but I guess it's easier when you're younger.
Yeah. You know, because you got to be in the house at a certain time.
Yeah, you have somebody you to know? Answer to versus an adult. It's like, where else would you be anyways? Right. But now it's like, oh, got to be home. Porch light on. Yeah. Gotta go.
I got to go. Gots to go. And they all found out about each other like when I went to prom, because I went to prom with my actual boyfriend. So
yeah, well, at least you didn't cause your boyfriend to get beat up.
Oh, he didn't know nothing about none of them niggas.
You was always the prize, baby,
you know, whatever. Okay, so Tinder,
POF, and Hinge.
Okay, I've never heard of Hinge.
Hinge is that's probably the newest one that I'm still kind of like getting used to. It's okay. I haven't met anyone on there yet. I haven't really been active on there to like look, but I put it on my phone just to like have it and whatever. Okay. But I haven't started it. But from what I've heard from other people, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. Decent people on there. But yeah, those are my
top.
So I'm looking forward to knowing more about Hinge and see like if it's something worth keeping on my phone.
I would like it probably already exists. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what Tinder can kind of turn into.
Yeah.
Like just fucking website or dating app. Not even dating. App.
POF is turning into just like the hookup.
Yeah.
Because it's like, really gone down because POF like 6 or 7 years ago was like
the top.
It was way better in terms of, I guess, like
people actually looking for relationships and not looking to get their dick wet.
Yes. Cool. I feel like I met more like sensible people on there, and now it's turned into just like
dicks out.
Like the bottom. I'm like the bottom. Oh, but what I was gonna say about online dating is that now with these apps, they make it so convenient for you. If you have a job that's very demanding and you don't have time to literally go out and meet somebody social. The regular way, it's like, oh, I got my phone on me all day long. I'm gonna be up all night working. Oh, I can get on this app real quick while I'm working and meet somebody all at the same time. That's what the world is like at now, because it's like everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah.
Apps is like the biggest thing now. All it takes is you and all these, you know, and now it's not websites anymore. They're all apps. You just have to have a phone.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a laptop. You don't have to set up nothing. It's here. And then you drag it to the trash can when you want to be done with it.
Drag to the trash can.
You do. But I'm just saying, like, that's what's making it convenient.
Yeah.
And that's what's winning right now, because people are able to multitask and still get social life stuff done. All at the same time.
I mean, I'm totally here for dating websites. I feel like I've had really good relationships with people that I've met online. Mm-hmm. And like long lasting relationships, really. But you just have to be so, I guess now you have to be more careful now in dating apps, because motherfuckers just weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went on a date. Did I ever tell y'all about the date?
Probably not. If it was that bad, maybe you didn't say nothing. You just wrote it. Well, and this like, was
yeah, I'm like, I ain't
you probably wrote it and tossed it in the trash.
So this happened when I was in California, right? And I don't remember what dating app I was on. I don't remember. I don't recall.
Okay.
And this guy had like messaged me a few times. We were messaging back and forth. He seemed like a really cool guy. His pictures looked okay, but it seemed like something was missing, right? Something was missing in the picture. Like something just wasn't right.
Yeah.
You know? And so he was like, oh, do you want to like meet for dinner? And at this time I didn't have a car when I was living in California, but I live like downtown. So like it was all the restaurants and the malls and stuff. So it was easy for me to like get to where I need to be and like walk home or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, yeah, we can go to California Pizza Kitchen. Cool. We're just like literally down the street. I walked there. He texted me. He was like, oh, I'm here. I'm sitting outside. I walked there. And I start walking up on this damn guy. And he was a fucking midget.
It was what?
He was a midget.
Wait, this was a date? Wait, I think you did mention this, but I wasn't. No, maybe you didn't, because I would have remembered this.
Yo, my now, head.
When you mean like midget, what are we talking? Because you're about 5'9", 5'10". Let's be accurate
now. I'm
pretty
sure his license said dwarfism or
okay,
something.
Large. But just remember, 5'5 is not
he
dwarf.
He was, no, for real. He
I'm like, 5'5 is not dwarf.
Well,
like,
whatever.
Because you're tall. I'm just saying.
The
so
nigga was a, no, for real, for real. Like, for real. Like, a short arms, short legs. Who said a gnome? I didn't say shit about
you
no gnome.
You did say a gnome. Did she not,
I did
say,
not
gnome?
Say no?
Oh,
gnome.
Well, I said it.
Shout out to wait, all my gnome niggas.
So wait. Okay. You can't. You okay. You said you didn't remember the dating site.
No.
What did the pictures look like?
I said, I synced it. Right?
You seen what?
Like. Okay, so y'all know how some people that have dwarfisms, they look a little different. Yeah, they just look a little different, right?
So you didn't notice that in the pictures?
I was like, something's off here, but I didn't really put two and two together until I walked up on this nigga and I was like.
On the profile, it didn't have his height?
Yeah. No. Yeah, when I tell you my hands start hurting so, you know, bad, I was like,
I hate to say this, but that is one of the things that's going to be discussed. Like if it's not there, I'm going to have to ask you, because that is something. Now I understand there's some men that don't put it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can ask or not ask, but I'm going to, and I'll ask. And if I don't want to be,
you ask because
it,
you like niggas that's monumental. Like, right, that's
but,
a thing.
But
for
even
you.
If they're not, I still want to know. I mean, I've dated guys that were like 5'8", 5'9".
Well, I learned
I'm just
my lesson
saying.
After that, okay?
So, wait, you said something was off. So, not once did you think that, ooh, maybe he's just.
I honestly didn't, but after that, I learned
where'd
my fucking
go?
Lesson. First of all, the date didn't even happen, okay?
How did it not happen?
I showed up and
where?
I was like, to California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay.
I was like, I honestly don't feel good, but. I didn't want to stand you up. And he was like, oh, you know, it's fine or whatever. And I left.
You left him?
I left. He you was like, but do you want me to drive you home? I'm like, how? I wish I would get in the car with you. And you got to, like, your
Mark,
seat way up there or something. I'm not
like
doing
that.
I'm not doing it. So I left.
When was this?
This is, like, when I was first moved to California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
That was a long time ago. I can see why you probably didn't say anything.
Yeah. I probably would never tell nobody. I was like, oh, it was a half a day.
I'm but wait, okay. It. All right. What? If you had to pick a height, though, what
I
height
would prefer somebody that's going to be taller than me.
No. What height was he? Estimate.
I don't,
like
4'4", 4'4".
Not even like 4'11"?
I don't know. He was taller than your couch. But not by much.
Oh, my God. You know what? We're not going to talk about this anymore.
It happened, okay? So we all, we make mistakes, okay?
You know what? And some people might be into that. And I'm pretty sure he was like a really nice guy.
There's some people that into that for sure.
Really, really nice guy. But for me, it's enough. I believe you.
I just got a mental picture.
Like Little Women of Atlanta. Yo, they be.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Spinning their ass on some dick.
There's a market. No, there's a huge market.
Yeah. Because I think all of them, I don't think any of them have, they all have average sized men.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. It's just a.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could pick somebody up and fuck them, I probably would too.
The porn industry is really big for them. Very big.
Should I not say that?
What? You started talking about it.
I mean, it's like, you know, for a guy, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? You can't really pick me up to fuck me.
I don't want to think about this anymore. Watch, I'm going to have like a dream and it's going to freak me the fuck out. Oh, that's going to be gross. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, anywho. But anywho, that fucking happened. So,
okay, just so you know, I'm lying. If you don't see the height, please ask if you are very curious to know. If that is something that's important, just ask. And that's another thing. Online dating, it's comfortable for you to ask things that's hard to probably like just
do
like,
in person.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, that don't mean you're not going to get a lie in response,
but
though.
But online dating or chatting used to have this persona of people who were weird. Remember, like, it wasn't popular at a point.
Yeah.
When you met people online, it was kind of like a, like, it was still not the thing. Like, it was kind of looked at like, oh, that's different.
I think Black Planet and Facebook, like, changed all that.
MySpace.
Yes. Yes.
Top 8. Top 8.
MySpace was after Black Planet, though,
yes, right?
Yes, right
after it. Because I was during.
Like, they were very similar.
I think.
Are we sure it wasn't the same company?
They were going on kind of almost at the same time. And then Black Planet, like, gave out. Like,
okay. Because it was just away. Black. It was,
what happened to Black
Planet? It was for
Planet?
Black people.
It just gave out?
Did y'all ever run across any white people on Black Planet? No.
Maybe white people trying to be black.
I don't think I don't remember them asking the question, like, are you black? Like, are you African-American? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but before that, AOL Messenger.
See, I didn't ever get into
Yahoo
all that.
Yahoo Messenger and AOL Messenger.
You was into all that, Nina?
Mm-hmm.
She was just a fast Lord. Little child.
But then I didn't meet anybody. It was literally on some, like, chatting because I'm a kid and I'm at home.
And those were probably, like, the molesters, for real.
Could have been.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's where that, like, stereotype came from. Because them was the weird niggas, like, the old niggas online.
But I never
How to Catch a Predator.
Like, I would never send pictures or anything like that.
Where do you live?
Right.
What school do you go to? Like, nah, was, nigga.
AOL, I remember, I don't know if it was AOL and Messenger, but the popular thing to ask was A/S/L.
What the fuck is that?
Age, sex, location.
Okay.
So simple.
Okay.
Because AOL wasn't just people by zip code in your neighborhood, how they do with apps.
It was like.
It was the world.
Yeah.
So it would be somebody who says they're my age or whatever, and they live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time, it's just this chatting back and forth. Remember how it was like a little box?
Yeah.
And you just chat back. It was back when dial-up. Remember dial-up?
Yeah. I used to hate when people used to call my mama. And like,
I know. It would stop everything. Yeah. It would
and
stop everything.
The fucking phone like, I'm not sitting here on the computer. Like, come on, bro. Get off the phone.
Oh, I used to hate that. Oh, man. But anyways, yeah, it came along.
Yeah, one time somebody sent me a dick pic.
On the computer? Like a desktop? On a desktop?
It was like to my email. So I'm not sure
that
what
thing
the...
came out big as hell.
I mean, okay.
It?
No.
It was like a big dick on the screen.
I'm not sure what the privacy thing was when it came to on like things that happen online or in your emails and things like that versus now, right? Because I feel like the privacy level is like you can't go and tell me what the fuck is in my email. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't call AT&T and like, oh, yeah, what's happening on my email type shit, right? So one time, this guy, and we met on, I don't remember if it was MySpace or it was Black Planet, but
it was all of them.
He was like, we exchanged emails. So he was like emailing me back and forth. Uh-huh. And then like we would talk on the phone sometimes and he sent me, well, he said his cousin sent me a dick pic to my email. Mm-hmm. And I saw it and I deleted it. Right. Mm-hmm. Literally like a week later, my mom was like, who is this? Call this nigga by name. It was like, and why is he sending you a dick pic? I'm like,
your mom asked you
that? How the fuck do you know that? And she was like, the lady, whoever the fuck she called, was saying, how the fuck are you checking my email? I need to find that bitch because I need to sue her. Because what? You're in my personal, you see what I'm saying? That is weird. But yeah, knew this nigga whole name and everything. And I'm like, how is that possible?
That was when,
Oh, it still exists.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting on Black Planet tonight, y'all. We're going to revive it. It still
exists.
I wonder who owned there, though. What kind of people are there?
Nobody. It's probably nothing. Like, nothing is ever like how it once was.
I wonder if my profile is there, because I don't remember deleting my Black Planet profile.
Do you remember how many codes it would take to decorate your page?
Yes.
Copy and paste? Yes. Then it was like, ooh, if you knew somebody who knew how to do it. Oh, do the sparkle effects and all this other shit on it. Then they came out where you put the music on the page.
Oh, shit. It was lit. It was lit.
But anyways, fast forward to now, online dating is like, okay, let me put up a couple pics. Let me put my age. Let me put... Dudes don't be putting nothing. They just put up a picture and be, that's it.
Yeah.
They don't put like, oh, this is what I'm looking for, or, oh, I'm just here for fun.
Because
like,
they don't want shit.
Right. Exactly. Those are the ones that I'm like, okay. I can see sometimes why they just put up a picture. Maybe they don't put anything because they don't want to like put everything out there. But still, show some type of like effort if you're going to do this.
But at this point, like every app is a dating website. You know what I'm saying? Like right. Instagram is technically a fucking dating website.
Shoot, LinkedIn is turning into that.
Hello. Can you give me a job? Okay.
Like, give you this blow.
Didn't I say... Didn't they say FaceTime has Facebook has a dating app now? Or something?
Facebook is a dating
it
app.
It is. It's been a dating app.
It's a cheating app. It's a everything app.
Twitter. Instagram.
Facebook has just adapted Snapchat. Everything from all these other apps. Now they have stories like Instagram. Now they got, yeah. You know, it's like they're kind of taking everything what other apps have and they're just putting it. But you can access them on the computer.
Yeah. I just don't be on Facebook like that.
Me either.
But I made a mistake.
It was popular though.
I mean, yeah. Because the time where you had to be in school to be on Facebook.
Yeah. That was, it ended with when I finished high school and went to college. They made it open to everybody.
And then that's when shit went left.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It was bad. But I remember... a time. Oh, this is what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. I don't be on Facebook like that. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake of posting something a couple days ago.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. On Facebook. And this is why I don't like Facebook. And they opened it to everybody because I feel like it should be like zones, right? Yeah. If you went to this school, you can only communicate with the people that went to this school at this. So through this timeline, right. Okay. I don't want to see my mama shit on motherfucking Facebook, right?
Right.
So I posted something on Facebook and it was like a status and this girl responded and she was like, yeah, we're in the same boat. Okay. And I responded back to, and the status was about energy, like mm-hmm. the shift in energy or whatever, like that I don't appreciate. So she was like, yeah, we're in the same boat. Like I'm feeling the same way. And I was like, yeah. And you don't really need that being pregnant. Right.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, you're right. Something of the other. Okay. That was the fucking
point of it.
Okay. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Couple of days later, I'm in motherfucking Target and my mama phone ring and I heard my aunt's voice and I heard her say my name, mm-hmm. but I didn't hear anything else. Right. And then my mama walked away. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I look at my phone probably like 30 minutes later and my aunt didn't call me twice. So I called her back and she was like, I just want to call you and tell you what I did. I wasn't trying to be messy or nothing. I, you know,
I was just on Facebook. She was like, I'm just go ahead and ask you. Lark, are you pregnant? Bitch, what? The fuck is you saying to me? What are you saying to me? I said, what? Why would you say that? Well, I had saw something on Facebook and it looked like that you had said, I did not say a motherfucking thing about me being fucking pregnant. You just go put your goddamn glasses on and stop reading too much. Just into extra as fuck.
Lark commented, and the word pregnant was in her sentence.
So did she pregnant. Did you
read the sentence, though?
What the fuck did is wrong
read?
With y'all?
But did you read?
You didn't. You didn't.
But did you read?
You didn't read. And she was like, I just wanted to call you and tell you, because I had called your mama to ask her. So you put my mama in it, too? So you called my mama to ask my mama, was I pregnant, before you fucking called me messy. To ask me
That's messy.
If I was pregnant, because you misread something. Well, you did read it at fucking read. All. You didn't read it.
Illiterate.
You didn't read it at fucking all. And she was like, I wasn't trying to be messy at nothing. What, next time, how about you call me fucking first so I can confirm or deny? Girl, no, I'm not pregnant. What the fuck is wrong with you? I was just like, well, when I do decide to get pregnant, you'll be the first person to know so you can tell everybody. Okay?
No, you won't.
Like, get, bye. Bye, girl. Go back to work. Go back to work. Mind your business. Stay in your lane. That's why I'll be on motherfucking Facebook. Because yeah. at this point, it's too many old people on fucking Facebook doing the fucking most.
Right.
Okay? I got too many family members. You say so. I remember me and my aunt, my other aunt, we had got into it one time mm-hmm. on Facebook, and I had to get her together. And I was like a little bit younger. I think I was I living in California? I think I was living in California at this point. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little Wayne song that I had like quoted or whatever. And she was like, oh, ladies don't talk like that. Girl, stop talking to me. It's a song lyric. Like, relax. Right. And then had the nerves to go and tell my mama. Like, they just like to snitch on me with my mama or whatever. Well, first of all, I'm grown. Okay.
But it's like, that's my, you know, to your mom, it's like, that's my child. Okay.
I'm grown.
Right.
And I had to get her together because my mama had mentioned something to me about it. She was like, whatever y'all doing on that book face, because mama don't be on social media. Whatever y'all doing on that book, I said book face. She said, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, Facebook?
Book
okay,
face.
Whatever y'all doing on that, y'all just stop because your auntie said something about you cussing or something. I said, she's worried about her motherfucking child. Okay, oh, wow. Showing her whole ass on the internet. Don't worry about me cussing. Worry about your child showing her ass on right. the motherfucking internet. That's what we need to be worried about, okay? You mind your business and I mind mine.
But, you know, Facebook is like nosy because if you've had Facebook for a while, you've gathered all these memories and like mm-hmm. pictures. And I mean, you can delete them, but not everybody got time for all that.
Right.
So it's just there. And it's just like, you know, with people tagging people and, you know, it can get messy.
Who tags somebody in some?
No, I'm just saying you can tag people. Like, that's part of the thing with Facebook. Like, you could tag people in photos. And then people be like, well, who is that? And the person tagged them. Then they click on their name. Then, boom, they go to their profile. And then it says if they're from whatever area, depending on how open their profile is.
Yeah. My profile now is very, like, you can't really find too much.
Right.
If we're not friends or whatever. So,
yeah.
Whatever. Y'all just be careful out there on that internet thing, on that book face and all that, because there's a lot of frauds and people not being, you know, who they're supposed to be out there. Do you have a Nina's Corner?
I would just say I'm still trying to gather myself in this new year.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm speaking for the people that are still having a rough time getting on
the train.
Yeah, getting on the train for this new year and getting started. So don't feel like you're alone. I am there, but I'm trying to get out of it and break out of it. I feel like I am. It's just going slow. And I guess I mean just with, like, you know, working out, eating healthy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's okay if it's not happening fast. Like, it's okay if you didn't start on January 2nd or 1st
you
or whatever.
Still start.
Like, still yeah. start. It's not too late. Okay. Still lose some pounds before Valentine's Day. Okay.
Yeah. Why I gotta be before Valentine's Day though?
Because I mean, that's the next event that people look forward to and want to look good.
Yeah,
especially in lingerie.
I'm just worried about the summertime. Fuck all the other in between shit.
A little in between.
I'm trying to be naked for the summer.
Naked. What about you? A moment.
I don't know if this is a moment or a minute today, but I got a few things.
Minute.
The first thing is, y'all motherfuckers need to check y'all goddamn sources. And what I mean by that is, you hear shit, motherfuckers tell you shit, you need to check that motherfucker and make sure that motherfucker ain't lying to your ass.
Go to the source. Because
there's a lot of motherfuckers out here telling fraudulent ass motherfucking stories. Okay? And you believing it like a dumbass. So I'm gonna need you to check your source, make sure that person is credible. Mm-hmm. Before you go run and tell some shit that you don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. And fuck you niggas that's out here riding around in these goddamn Mazdas. Because if another one of y'all almost hit me.
What's up with you and Mazdas?
I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Why are you talking about niggas in Mazdas?
Because literally this week, I almost got into like 3 accidents and it was all with some motherfucking monster. So I don't know if it's
actually like men.
Yes.
Of color.
No.
Oh.
I'm so not going to say all... exactly because then I sound racist.
Were they Asian?
There you go. Okay.
You know, I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, come on. We already know Asians aren't the best drivers.
Y'all motherfuckers in these Mazdas, listen. I'm telling you right motherfucking now.
We know who they are. Okay? Mazdas, Hondas, Lexuses.
I'm telling you.
Toyota.
Look, this racist ass motherfucker.
I'm not racist. I'm just exploiting that it is a common, repetitive thing that Asians do. They do not drive correctly.
Yeah.
Consistently. So therefore, it is a stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
just
thing.
Saying. Can't just toss around the N-word like that.
Well, a nigga is a nigga is a nigga is a nigga.
But an Asian is not a nigga.
Okay. Well,
especially when you talk about driving.
Some of us can't drive either.
Yeah, that's why I had to really ask you. I was like, were they men of literally color?
They wasn't literally niggas. I just said niggas. You know, I use niggas in general, okay? But you can't say that to me.
Because honestly, if you said it was actually like
a nigga in
a nigga of color, I'm like, look, that was probably his baby mama car and he don't know how to drive it, okay?
He ain't respecting your shit. And also, income taxes on his way. Y'all motherfuckers hold on to y'all W-2s. Keep your income tax money to yourself,
you
sis.
You talking to women?
Don't let that motherfucker flip it, okay? He can't flip it. He ain't flip shit all year, sis.
But wait a minute.
What?
We got to tell these men out here, too, these single men with no kids. And
don't buy
women.
No Louis bags for these bitches. What's your income tax? Don't do it.
The men who are hardworking, who are doing well for themselves, and they don't have no kids or nothing... Watch out for those women with the 4 kids, okay?
Well, she's going to let you carry one because
she
might try to get
some of
that money.
She might carry one because she want a little something or whatever. And don't think you got to talk to a woman with all the kids. Be like, ooh, her income tax. You ain't getting none.
I'll be a fuck nigga, though, because I feel like if I'm a guy and I don't have no kids, right, I have a really good job. Mm-hmm. And this girl, because it can't be somebody I'm in a relationship with, but, you know, whatever, went to wear their ass shit. Mm-hmm. Say I got 4 kids and you can have you can claim one or whatever and you just give me a cut, I would give her ass shit. Like, I'd disappear like a motherfucker.
I'm sure it's happened before.
Yeah.
Especially couples who aren't together but they share like a child. One of them did their taxes before the other.
Yeah.
So I claimed it first, nigga. Bye. You know, whatever. But, what was I about to say? Also.
This is the only time of the year that I wish I had a kid.
Right. Also, women.
That went fucking
also,
hard.
Women who are single or single with kids, when you get your income tax, beware of the hobosexuals.
Yes. I said winter weather season again. We are still in winter,
it was
I guess.
A little chilly today.
It was. Them niggas is hungry.
But beware of people needing shelter.
And that goes both ways. When I say nigga, I mean all of us.
Right. So yeah,
just, women, men, and the in between. Okay,
just be aware. Okay,
yeah. I think that's it.
That's it.
So this is a Single Loop
episode.
Oh, book club.
Book club.
Make sure. Make sure y'all got you guys get your book. We will start. I'm thinking the first week of February, maybe the last week of January. So you have some time to get your book so we can start discussing it. We will be having like some actual meetup situations for the book club. Everything is posted on Instagram. The book is called, what's the name of the book again? I forgot. The Game of Desire. So get that. You can go to Audible. / for your little thing is going to be Single, I believe. I'm going to double check that.
I think it's a hard copy too, if you're old, you know, if you want.
Yeah, you like can get a hard copy. Yeah. You can get whatever you like.
Cause I don't want people to be like, oh, I gotta be up with the times.
No. I'm probably going to get an Audible just because I spend more time like in my car than actually sitting down and like reading something. So I'm probably going to do that. But if you want a hard copy, you want a soft copy, you want a voice in your ear, do whatever. But make sure you get that. And then make sure you join our Facebook group for the book club. Is that it?
I think that's it.
That's it. Okay. So this is Single in the Motherfucking Loop.
77.
Episode 77. And we are out. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Make sure you send your listener letters to singleinloop@gmail.com or DM us @singleintheloop.